6:17 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. In studio, Clint Brewer, all-star panelist Clint. So I'm looking at, you know, I love Real Clear Politics. You ever go there?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, great site.
Yeah, yeah. We're friends with the folks that run Real Clear Politics, by the way.
Yeah.
John McIntyre and all those guys. We're friends with all these people. We know them. We have secret discussions with them. But so I want to go back, and they do a good job of summarizing polls, right?
They do. They do a great job. They aggregate them. It's a fantastic website.
Yeah, and they've been doing this for a long time. One poll that they've been doing for, I don't know, well over a decade is called the Generic Congressional Vote. And as you may recall, before redistricting, typically because many of the state legislators had successfully gerrymandered states to benefit Republicans, sort of the old theme before the most recent redistricting was that for an even break, if you had generic polling, Democrats to break even would have to be plus five at a national level, mm-hmm. right, because of the gerrymandering. Now, they did actually a little better. The Democrats did a little better in this redistricting, particularly in the blue states, where they just jammed through very unfavorable gerrymandering for Republicans. And so that plus five maybe is a plus three now, maybe. But I want to go back to the polling, the average, Real Clear Politics poll average of the generic ballot vote. If you go back to May of this year, Republicans 47%, Democrats 43%. It was plus 4R. And this was when all of the talk was red wave in the House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. Let's fast forward to today. The Real Clear Politics average is Democrats plus 0.2%.
That's a dead heat.
Yeah, supposedly, right? Now, let's break that down. The three most recent polls on that question. Trafalgar Group, you know, they're very good, mm-hmm. out of Georgia. Republicans plus five. Then the German-owned Politico Morning Consult, Democrats plus four. And then Economist, the London guys, Democrats plus six. Huh. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, look, I think conservatives need to remember it's losable, and if anybody can snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, it's conservatives.
Yeah. Well, or more specifically, Republicans.
Yeah, we're good at shooting ourselves in the foot.
Well, the Republicans are, yeah.
I mean, I think that there's, it's a midterm. There's always opportunity for the party that's out of power in the midterm, mm-hmm. out of the White House. Mm-hmm. But you're right. I mean, I won't say the tide has turned, but the red wave looks a lot less inevitable. And these things come and go very quickly. I mean, I was somewhere yesterday with a client. They pointed up at a gas station sign and said, "Look, $3.13.
Boys, wow. Way down."
Yeah. So, I mean, people's moods change. The things that matter to them change day to day, week to week. Conservatives, Republicans have to keep in mind that nothing is a given. We just lost 2 years ago the House and the Senate, and it's losable again. So, we have to have something more to offer people than the economy's bad and gas prices are high.
Yeah, and if you go back to the aggregate polling number, the average, in July the 8th, which is now just 5 weeks ago, it was Republicans plus 2.5. And so it's gone from R 2.5 plus to D 0.2 plus in, 6 weeks.
Well, again, people who think about this and study conservative politics, I mean, we have to always be re-examining how we approach the electorate, how we approach the mm-hmm. populace. Great article that's out there about House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's leadership retreat. And have you read this?
No, but actually, leadership retreat kind of describes Kevin McCarthy's leadership.
That's good, Mike.
You like that?
Good. Yeah, that's good.
Very good.
Did you see what he did there, folks? That's good. but Elon Musk was the featured speaker.
Yeah.
And Musk said, you know, there are a lot of opinions about Elon Musk, but you can't deny his success or how intelligent the guy is. And he said, you know, what we need is a Republican Party that is more compassionate and more fiscally conservative. You know, he said, you know, there are a lot of immigrants, he was referring to himself, that came to this country for opportunity. And you look at the gains that former President Trump made with Hispanic voters, with black voters. I mean, there's a opportunity for conservatives to reach out to parts of the electorate that we've not historically been successful with, who frankly agree more with us than they do the other
side.
Well,
I think that's continuing in the Hispanic community from all the polling that I've seen.
Yeah.
But here's what's interesting. And let me just say, I think if you look at this generic, you know, congressional vote, I think that when the Supreme Court ruled in Dobbs and basically, you know, threw the question of abortion back to the states, there was a big push. I think that that increased Democrat votes.
It definitely energized the Democratic base, and they didn't have anything to be energized about.
Right.
I mean, you know, you can't find a majority of congressional Republicans who even think Joe Biden ought to run again.
Yeah. Now, however, I think what has now hugely energized MAGA voters and Republicans, it has been this FBI raid.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you've got these
unprecedented crossing of the Rubicon.
You've got these counterbalancing actions where you have the Dobbs ruling over here energizing Democrats, and then you have the FBI raid energizing conservatives.
And I think that FBI raid, the anger at the abuse of power of the FBI, is going to grow, not decline. And I'll tell you why. There's a, you know, John Solomon at Just the News, great reporter. You see him on Fox News all the time. Good friend of ours. They had a story that listed all of the Trump allies, including Donald Trump, of course, who have been targeted by the Department of Justice. It's a long list. And our friend Stephen K. Bannon, who was convicted of contempt of Congress, first time in 70 years anybody's been charged and convicted with contempt of Congress, in what I can only describe as a kangaroo court. It's a federal district court, but, you know, the jury was populated with Hillary Clinton supporters who hate Steve Bannon. The judge, although Trump appointed, clearly hated Steve Bannon. He's going to be sentenced in October. I'll tell you, you know, my guess is they're going to have a draconian sentence against him. And this is going to further enrage MAGA supporters and drive the electoral outcome more to the Republicans in November 8th. That's my view.
Possibly. I think
when Clint says possibly, what he really means is, I don't think so.
No, I don't know. what I mean is, I don't know, and I think what you're describing is, well, I mean, I know you don't hope Steve Bannon gets sentenced harshly, but
No. I think if there were fairness in the world, he would have not been convicted. Well, so, first, the charges never would have been brought.
Well, I mean, let's talk about the long game here with Trump world, and the 2024 elections, because let me tell you. One thing no one likes is a loser. And if we can't take back the House and the Senate this time around, with him still being the titular head of the party, I think you'll start seeing conservatives walk away.
Well, I think, what I just for the record, I think that the Republicans will take back the House. I think that the Senate is more problematic.
I agree.
Because we got a couple of weak celebrity candidates in Georgia, Herschel Walker.
Who are Trump candidates, by the way.
Yeah. And Dr. Oz, who is losing to a guy who's literally been in his basement for 2 months. We'll be back with more after this.